last thing, everybody wants the same thing ultimately. You want to be promoted, clearly. Given, in view of what's happened in the last year, I'm aware that Nuno has signed a 3-year contract for a start. That's reported, which is different to what's reported about the previous manager. But notwithstanding that, and especially in view of what you've just said about Paul Lambert and the change of heart with him, you'll want to be promoted. How close, how soon has Nuno got to be before he suffers the same fate? Well, to put it another way, has he got to get promoted this season? Is that essential?
Look, I can understand why you're asking the question.
Yeah. I'm asking you to predict the future as well. Nevertheless, you've just had 3 changes of manager in the last year.
Yeah, and I can understand why, and I can understand from your point of view, if I was sat there, I'd probably be asking the same question. From my point of view, he's only been in the building 5 minutes. So to sit here and publicly state, well, if he doesn't get us promoted, or if we don't get to playoffs, and he was quite clear. The first challenge and the first part of the process is getting in, understanding the players, understanding the quality that we've got within the group, and having that agreement within this recruitment structure that I refer to in terms of, right, where's the targets, where's the gaps, how do we need to build the team? The primary thing, from my point of view, is we have to be producing more consistent levels of performance through the season. That is it. And well, that's not just it, but that is a big priority in terms of how we want to take this team forward. If we start to do that, then by natural default, we're going to start to push ourselves up this table.
That's what I'm getting to. So what you're saying the club's position is not necessarily about he's got to be in the top two in December or whatever target that people want to put on it. No. You want to be able to see, you must, because obviously the club must have a way of quantifying whether he's going to be a success or not, whether that's measured in league position or points or how you like the performance or whatever. Yeah. You must have a scale on which you... Obviously, you do.
Yeah, in simplistic...
Well, tell us what it is.
I mean, in simplistic terms, you could sit there and go, right, well, this time last year we were 16th, this time this year we're 8th. So there's a demonstrable improvement. However, there is more to it than that. There is more to it than that. And we can... You know, we work closely together as a team. We will be evaluating the connection between the staff, the players, the development, you know, within the training ground, performance levels, consistency levels, style of play, whether or not everyone's almost... And, you know, we're a collective group. We sign up to this process at the start of the season. We're all in this together. We'll win together, we'll lose together. Are we taking this team forward as we've all collectively agreed at the start of the season? And that's a process that we'll evaluate throughout the season. And clearly, look, everyone wants to get out of the league. That's what every other team in this league wants to do. And from my point of view, as I said earlier, I think that with the history, the legacy of this club, the size of the fan base, the infrastructure, no one's happy continuing around 15th. Far, far from it. But and we have to start pushing ourselves into that playoff contention. I wouldn't be so bold as to sit here and say, right, we will be in playoffs, and that is the absolute bare minimum. But we have to be putting ourselves into that mixer, along with the other 8-10 clubs that all justifiably feel that they've got a right to be there as well. But again, to echo the points that we've made on numerous times over the course of the last season, it's not easy. No. It's not easy, because not only are we sorting out our own internal infrastructure now, and again, we're almost at the beginning to start from the start line again in terms of sort of, you know, implementing sort of personnel changes. But there's a lot of other really, really strong clubs in this league that are all going to be thinking they've got the chance that we've got. And we've got to get ourselves into that position as fast as we can. But I genuinely think we've got a really good opportunity now to push on.